السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
لبيك يا حسين، لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. We are still in Karbala, and I'm going to talk to another pilgrim of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
What is your name?
My name is Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali, where are you from?
I'm from Leicester, United Kingdom.
Are you Shia Muslim?
Yes, alhamdulillah.
And were you born Muslim?
Yes, I was born Shia Muslim, but originally, my great-great-great-grandfather parents were Hindus who converted into Ismailis, who then became Shia, Shia Ishnashri.
Alhamdulillah. So, have you been to Karbala before?
Yes, I've been to Karbala 3 times previously. The first time during Saddam, the second time during the war, during the American invasion, and now, alhamdulillah, for Arba'in.
So this is your first trip on Arba'in, yeah?
Correct.
Did you get here on foot?
Yes, I came by foot. I came through. My intention was to come without any shoes. I came barefoot, alhamdulillah. The reason was to for me to feel a small amount of pain that the caravan of Imam Hussein, the ladies, felt when walking from Karbala to Kufa, Kufa to Sham. You know, they were barefoot, they were chained, they were in the heat, no water, no food. So I wanted to feel a small amount of their pain, which is why I came barefoot for 3 days.
Okay, can you tell me about the experiences you had on the way?
Alhamdulillah, when we were at home, we used to our beds, and we're very used to a comfortable lifestyle. But when I came here, there were times when I couldn't have any room to sleep inside in the warm, so I had to sleep outside in the cold. So there were times where it was raining and cold and damp, and we had no choice but to sleep outside. But this is our sacrifice for Imam Hussein alayhi salam to come here to Karbala.
Okay, thank you. So can you talk a little about Iraqis on the way? How did they treat you?
Yes, alhamdulillah, they were very nice to us. Every few hundred yards we had access to water, we had access to food, which was given out by the Iraqi and Iranian brothers as well. Alhamdulillah, yeah, very. I enjoyed very, very enjoyable walk, but I made sure I only ate the amount I needed to survive. I didn't eat too much because I'm not here for enjoyment. I'm here for a spiritual journey, and that was to understand what our Imam and the caravan of the Imam went through, and they sacrificed so much for us. So it's good to be in the same kind of zone to understand what they felt. So I tried my hardest just to be focused when coming towards Karbala.
Thank you. And what do you want from Imam Hussein alayhi salam?
MashaAllah, a very good question. I don't really want anything from Imam Hussein. I just want Mola to... I want to give my salams. Inshallah, Mola will accept my salams. And I want... Inshallah, my lineage, inshallah, to love Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is my wish to, to spread the message of Imam Hussein. Are you from Iran?
Yes.
Yes, so from... my parents and their grandparents, I would say are... Alhamdulillah, Shia because of Imam Khomeini, what he did for my parents and grandparents, with books and with the revolution. I'd say my parents are Shias because of Imam Khomeini. So, yes, inshallah, the lineage will carry on with Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, inshallah. Thanks a lot.
Hassan, thank you very much.
Please stay with us, dear audience. We still have some other interviews for you.
You have instilled in our heart, in a world where hopes disappear. Peace you have ingrained in our soul, in a time when peace becomes rare. Every breath that you did take, every step that you would make, purpose and guidance it gave mankind's heart, it reawaked. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hossein planned to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hossein planned to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Guide, you would be in place of Rasul to restore the sacred bridge. Light, you would radiate in the dark and continue the message. When you passed through arid sand, met foreigners of...
Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
What is your name?
My name is Zahra Kazmi.
And where do you come from?
I live in London, in the UK, and I'm an IT project manager.
Okay, could you tell me about the experiences you had here?
This is my third Arba'een visit here, and we've been coming for 3 consecutive years. And this year, obviously, there was more of a threat. We've been advised from the UK not to travel to Iraq. We have a lot of, difficulty leaving. People question, friends, family even ask, why are you going to Arba'een, Iraq? It's very dangerous, the situation. But we felt that we had to come more than the other times to show that the message of Imam Hussein, nothing can stop us in this message. It doesn't matter what threat that comes your way. Even if your life is in danger, you cannot stay at home. You have to come in this time because that is the message of Imam Hussein. So in that aspect, coming here, it hasn't been anything as scary as what we thought it would be. We were prepared for the worst, but alhamdulillah, it's been an amazing trip to see the generosity of people, the kindness. Even the army, we were saying just now, we were going past them and they were so kind and hospitable, which you don't see anywhere in the world. You know, your own army, that they pray for you, they're so kind. So it's a beautiful country to visit and a beautiful time to come as well.
You talked about the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Can you tell us more about that? What is the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam for humanity?
As you said, it is for humanity. Imam Hussein doesn't belong to us, to any nation, to any culture. He is for the whole of mankind, for the end, till the end of times, as is the message of Islam. And I think that on a personal level, when we come here, it's to improve our own humanity, to look at other people. That Iraq is going through a war at the moment. Internally, they've got, issues, resources, structure, and then they've got the ISIS threat as well. And yet people still come out and they're serving the pilgrims of Imam Hussein. And for us who live in the West, where we are given so many resources, it's about, on a personal level, how am I going to make people that are living here, the orphans, the people that are struggling, how can I make their life better? And on my own level, how can I be a better person living where I'm living? And that message, even if we individually make an improvement to ourselves and we spread that, we're in Iraq, back home we spread on Facebook, on social media that we're in Arba'een, look at the crush of people, and people will notice, and it's what is this annual gathering that so many millions of people are going, and our friends who are not Muslim, who are not Shia, question, what is it you're going for? And so many Sunnis have asked us, what is it that you go for? So these are all ways that we can spread the message of Imam Hussein. So it's very important to come and exactly what Imam Hussein stood for. When he had on the 72 companions weren't just his Shia, they were Christians, they were blacks. Every kind of person was there to help him and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in that message, it's again, we live in a country where we have every type of issue. We have racism there. We have, you know, sexism, everything. And it's about showing that in Islam we don't have these barriers. We must overcome them. And it's little by little, individually, that we can make a difference in society, I think.
I hope so. Thank you. And what do you want from Imam Hussein alayhi salam under the dome?
My dua is always that, as he invites me, and I'm so blessed to come here so many times, and I come in quiet times, and I'm able to come in times like Arba'een, which is so busy, that where he always invites me in this world, that he doesn't leave me on my when I need him in my grave and in Akhirah, because that's when I'm really going to need him. And there's nothing else I really want.
I hope so. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dear listeners, thanks for being with us. For now, bye.
These words are coming.